please like, share, and subscribe. Thank you. Hi everyone, this is Gonzo G just making a video about what the fuck is wrong with people. Yeah, I don't know what the hell is wrong with people nowadays, but so people right now are just onto some bullshit and they live fucking disgustingly. Look at this person. This person is getting $15,000 a month just because, and is a 19-year-old Ivy League student. And how the fuck do you budget $15,000 a month? What the hell can you waste your money on? Huh, fucking A. I wish I had this problem, right? But then I'd probably be a big old douchebag. Oh, right. I am a douchebag, right? Anyways, moving on. Oh, yeah. Speaking about douchebags, look at the dude in the middle next to Trump. He says who was running Bartertown when Biden was in charge. Let's listen.
This is the financial system of the future, Jesse. And we have to encourage it. What the Biden administration was doing, and let's face it, it wasn't Biden. Elizabeth Warren controlled the auto pen during that administration. She, for some reason, has this pathological.
Wow, it was that chick that was pretending to be a Native American fucking Pocahontas. Isn't that a big ol' fuck you, right? Enjoy!
Hatred of the crypto community. She wants to drive this community offshore. She doesn't want it happening in the United States. That's the wrong policy for the United States. We want all the innovation to happen.
Hey, you know what? Since Clinton, they were pissing away our future. So guess what? You got what you paid for, you numb-numb, so enjoy. Oh, the suck thing is I'm still on this fucking planet and I got what? Probably like a good 80 years? oh, probably not. Well, I'm a dark lit, so I live forever, so whatever. Oh, shit. Next.
Here, this is a financial system of the future. It's cheaper, it's more efficient. We want it happening here, Jesse.
Man, crypto is such a huge scam. At first I believed it, but then I sent you all this bullshit. FYI, do you know that Bitcoin? Yes, Bitcoin. That shit's a psyop. It was created by the CIA, that Hitori Satoshi, whatever that douchebag's name is. It's two CIA operatives. Yay! Oh, if you don't think that's gonna liquidate people, you got another thing coming to ya. But just saying.
And I think people are thrilled that President Trump is making that possible.
Oh, sure. I'm pretty sure that Trump's gonna be the hero to save the day, right? Captain Save-A-Ho. Oh, that motherfucker ain't gonna do shit. He was supposed to stop the war, and what is he doing? Not a fucking thing. He's just sucking someone's dick. Someone that has a big nose. Well, whatever, man. This guy's stupid. Oh, do you know what other things are stupid? Is when you see other people celebrating shit that doesn't belong to us, right? But yet I'm fucking a racist piece of shit. But what do I know, right? I'm so stupid. Let me show you what I'm talking about. Yeah, look at this dude. This guy's supposed to be for the United States. He's a Chicago mayor. But instead of celebrating Memorial Day, it's supposed to be about America, supposedly, he's celebrating Africa Day. What the fuck is that about? Well, anyways, Memorial Day, that's also created by black people. But that's something else we'll talk about later. Look what this dude says.
Hello, I am Mayor Brandon Johnson. And I am proud to...
My experience, people named Brandon are fucking losers. Look at this dude. Yeah, they fucking suck. I don't know why. And if your name is Brandon, my condolences. Just saying.
Join you in recognizing and celebrating Africa Day.
Yes, and America is praising Africa Day, even though he's the mayor of Chicago. He's doing that. Why? Why are you praising something that doesn't belong to you? I thought you were American. Or does that count for nothing? But apparently to some people, it doesn't mean shit to be American, right? If you don't like America, you should do what Jenny Cash says. That song about Africa? Yeah, just do it. I don't know, whatever. Yeah, why don't you go join Rosie O'Donnell and all those other weirdos and leave the country? Just saying.
The continent of Africa is made up of 1.2 billion people with diverse countries full of rich...
Why are you praising the continent? Yes, you're supposed to be an American mayor for an American city. But no, you're kissing ass for Africa. If you want to be sucking Africa's dick, then go over there and go do it. Yeah. You should renounce your U.S. citizenship and go live over there. If you don't like it or whatever your deal is, man, it's not good. You're supposed to be the mayor of Chicago, but I guess on Memorial Day doesn't mean shit, right?
Traditions, cultures, and heritage. The African diaspora can be found in cities and countries around the globe.
According to whom? You? Do you have this evidence? No. I go look outside in my town and I don't see none of this shit. I don't see crap about Africa. No. Yeah. What the fuck does Africa have that makes it so relevant? Nothing. Not a damn thing. Maybe the blood diamonds. Oh shit, fuck diamonds, they ain't worth fuck. Oh, you know what? I forgot about the African delicacies. Yeah, the bug burgers and dirt cookies. Go look it up if you don't believe me. Oh yes, you want this fucking delicacy in your fucking hometown? I think not, but I guess Africa's the greatest place in the world. That's why this guy's kissing and simping for the place so hard. Right? Right? Just saying.
And right here in Chicago, our proud African communities have made indelible contributions to the growth.
Hey, you know what? I don't believe that. You have the burden of proof, so show me that. I think what you're saying is full of crap, right? I'm just saying.
And fabric of our amazing city. So, this Africa Day, let us take a moment to celebrate the achievements of the people of Africa, the progress.
You know what's funny? That this dumbass used taxpayer dollars to make this stupid commercial of him trying to suck off of Africa. Don't you think that money could be used something else besides simping for Africa? I don't know, like for the homeless people in your city. I don't know, maybe some food. I don't know, there's all kinds of shit could have wasted it. Maybe in some school education. There's all kinds of stuff. But no, you spend it here by just masturbating about Africa, but you do you, boo.
Made by African nations and the traditions and culture they have shared with us.
You know what? I wouldn't be surprised if this mayor is using this as an excuse so he could bribe people. Yeah, that commercial is probably one of his friends. He's greasing their palms. Oh, yes. I wouldn't trust this dude. Something's afoot. Yes, treachery's afoot. Yes, someone investigating. Just saying. And remember, this is just entertainment purposes only, so it's just my delusion, so whatever, right?
And let us also show them that we will embrace and support them as they continue to overcome and face their challenges head on. Thank you, and happy Africa Day, everyone.
Man, it just sucks when some people get away with bullshit, am I right? Oh man, this guy just trying to grift people. But yeah, you know what you should do when someone annoys you? You should fight fire and fire, and when someone's being annoying, you go over there and fuck with them. Yes, let me bring another clip of a guy doing just that. Yeah, look at this dude. I believe he's in Ireland, I believe. He goes in there because you know there's a bunch of immigrants right there in his house? Well, and they're all trying to change his culture? Or he's trying to introduce his culture to them and see what he does. Let's watch. Pardon me, you smelly fuck.
Holy shit.
Yeah, I guess these guys don't like it when you fuck with them. So now he's playing his bagpipes. You wanna be playing your stupid music? Well, here's mine. Enjoy, fuckers.
I am proud to be a European. I will not show embarrassment to be a European. And I will continue to spread European culture.
No, that's awesome. Spreading your culture? You should do that. Why not? It's your country. If these guys don't want to assimilate, well, you should show them why they should. If not, it's gonna go bad. Oh, you know who else is spreading their culture? Us Americans. Let me show you what I mean. Yes, look at this chick. She's a really upstanding citizen, a pillar of the community. She's living her best life possible where everyone else is struggling. I wish I could be like her, find the promised land. Huh, yeah. Well, she let her tell your story, and I'm sure you're gonna love it too. I know I did. Oh man, what a great time to be alive.
The truth is, y'all hating on me because I live rent-free and I can afford the luxuries that y'all dream about for me and my kids. I'm gonna continue to buy my luxury bags while the government pay my rent.
You see this? These are your tax dollars at work. Yeah, this chick looks young and healthy. I'm sure she could get a job. But no, she'd rather spend her money getting Gucci bags and eating ding-dongs and ho-hos and just get fucked and reproduce. Oh yes, this chick has nothing of value, but yet she exists. And me, that I'm busting my ass working and trying to make my life is better, but no, fucking shit like this happens. Is there justice in the world? No. That's why the world is shit. It's because of this kind of crap. Just saying.
I'm going to continue to go on trips and do the things that me and my kids love to do while y'all struggle to pay for a grocery bill and I'm swiping my EBT card.
Welcome to McDonald's. May I take your order? Oh, man. If these are the people you want to protect, are you going to join the draft? Are you going to fight Ukraine? Are you going to fight for America to protect these people? Me, for one, no. I don't want to protect these people. They are not my people. They don't care about me, so why should I care about them? All they do is fuck me in the ass. So do you like getting fucked in the ass? I don't. So just let all these people rot, in my opinion. Great job, government. Make everyone feel apathy for their fellow man. Yes, what a great fucking world we live in, huh? Fun times indeed. Sorry, fellas, I fell asleep again. I should have put this last night, but unfortunately I'm going to put it in the morning. Well, it is what it is, right? Yeah, well, sorry about that. Well, anyways, the point is that life sucks. You bust your ass day in and day out just to carve your meager little existence, and then you see other people just getting cash and prizes. Life is not fair, unfortunately. The thing is, you gotta keep on enduring this crap until things get better. I don't know when that's gonna be, but hell, you got anything better to do? Yes, there's an alternative, but it's not a good thing. It's called oblivion. Yes, don't go to the emptiness. Don't go to nothingness. There's nothing there, hence it's called nothingness. Yes, stay here so you can make things better. I know it's difficult. I know I'm fucking struggling myself too. It sucks, but yeah, we'll make it. Just have faith. Don't do anything crazy or stupid. Just believe that things will get better. It has to be. Just have faith, man. Sometimes that's all you have. Like they say in China, eat the bitterness. And unfortunately, I'm eating the bitterness. When will it stop? I don't know. You have to work out. You got to work on that for yourself. So take care of yourself. Goodbye and farewell. Oh yes, friends, you gotta be like this white boy. Don't take shit from no one, and you gotta survive no matter what. And also, it's an excellent metaphor for white guilt. I know people suffer from that shit, and that's just neurosis in my opinion. Yes, thanks, Mom. I have neurosis because of you. Not be neurotic? That's what I mean. Yeah, that's not good for you. Yeah, white people suffer from that shit. Should get rid of that. Once you get rid of your... the thing that holds you back, there's nothing stopping you. Yes. And I was going to play the song of Enter the Sandman by Metallica on this, but YouTube sucks ass, so fuck YouTube. Well, yes. Be like this guy and don't take shit from no one. Well, goodbye. You should check me out on MGTOW.TV or on Rumble, and you can see this thing raw and unfiltered. Just food for thought. Well, take care, friends, and be there for us. I mean, just be there for each other. Yes, because without you, there is no me. Goodbye, friends.